The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host, and this is the emergency podcast for Dan the Man Campbell. Dan Campbell hired by the Detroit Lions, a thing that has been known for quite some time. It's not even the worst kept secret because I think they were like hiring defensive coordinators and leaking stuff out to the media and telling everybody what was going to happen. But the Saints wanted Dan Campbell to finish his exit interviews with the team, which he did on Tuesday before announcing the move officially in Detroit. But Dan Campbell is the next Lions head coach. Joining me to break it down, Ryan Wilson and John Breach. What's up, fellas?
Hey, hey, hey.
Roar.
That's my Rory the Lion impression.
Aaron Glenn, by the way, Saints secondary coach, expected to be the Lions defensive coordinator. Very nice hire. People view Aaron Glenn as a future head coaching candidate.
I'm so old that Aaron Glenn now has a gray beard. That makes me feel ancient.
I'm trying to think where the Campbell hiring ranks on the bizarre hires of 2020.
Well, it ranks behind the bizarre hire of Matt Patricia, I'll tell you that. Because you guys may have heard. What?
So this is an upgrade?
Yeah. It would have to be. Like, what is a downgrade?
True. Matt Patricia?
Rehiring Matt Patricia would be a downgrade.
So, you know, you guys may have heard, 97 back-to-back years, Jim Caldwell gets fired. 13-29-1, Patricia comes in. And not only that, and we talk, you know, I've been talking about this forever. You guys have heard it, and you agree. Yes, he's great at X's and O's. Yes, he came from the Patriots coaching tree. No, he could not get along with his teammates, with his players. And Darius Slay called him out.
How are you making this a Matt Patricia thing? It's a Dan Campbell thing.
You're asking if Dan Campbell is a weird hire, and I'm saying no, it's not. And my point is that Adam Schefter wrote about this over the weekend, I think, when the news first broke that Campbell was getting hired, and it explicitly said he's not an X's and O's guy. He is known for being a good motivator, and that's all I asked for in a head coach. I mean, you can marginally know football at this point. If you're Tony Robbins, maybe that's what the Lions need.
Campbell was born in Clifton, Texas. Went to school at A&M where he played tight end there. I think his stats were just terrible. He had like 70 receiving yards in a season and a touchdown, probably more of a blocking tight end than anything else. 7 catches, 68 yards and a touchdown as a senior at Texas A&M. Drafted in the third round as a result by the Giants. Played for the Giants for a few years, the Cowboys, Lions, and Saints, and then joined with the Dolphins first as a coach. And he was the tight ends coach with the Dolphins from 2011 to 2015. Then in 2015, was it Tony Sparano who he replaced? Who did he replace?
Joe Philbin, I think.
Oh, it's Philbin. Yeah. Thanks, Breachka. RIP Tony Sparano. But he, Philbin was fired mid-season, and Dan Campbell came into our lives as the most enthusiastic meathead you'd ever seen in your entire life. I'll never forget. That was a fantastic couple of months where we had Dan Campbell pumping dudes up. I actually found an old article Pete Prisco wrote about it. I found an old we did the PC principal from South Park, but like the social media team did that, but like dressed in Dolphins gear. That's who Dan Campbell looks
and,
like.
And well, it's not often you get to use the "my coach can beat up your coach" memes. I think we probably had a few debates on Twitter about who would win NFL coaches' Hunger Games, and the answer was Dan Campbell because he would destroy you and then eat you. I don't know if he's a cannibal, but that's what would happen in Hunger Games.
Mike Vrabel is a very distant second all of a sudden.
Yes.
Because he punts on fourth down. Him and Tomlin both. They didn't punt on fourth down. I think you reorder that.
I don't know. Campbell's a big dude. Anyway, so he goes. He after that stint with the Dolphins, where he's interim head coach, he lands with the Saints. He is the tight ends coach there, as well as becoming the assistant. I thought he was the assistant head coach, but maybe he was the assistant to the head coach. Was it a Dwight Schrute situation here?
Doesn't matter now. He's got the job.
Yeah, but he was the assistant head coach in New Orleans, and then now has become the head coach. One-time Super Bowl champion, by the way, the head coach of the Detroit Lions. So that's sort of where Dan Campbell comes from. I would say that he was not a name bandied about on the generic candidates list when we were talking about who might be a head coach.
Because we always focus on the X's and O's guys.
Sure. Like
the young high coordinator, the Brandon Staley's, for example, who may do a great job for the Chargers. No disrespect to him, but that's just sort of how these things go. Also, they hired Brad Holmes, the new GM, African-American dude from the Rams.
Officially hired.
Yeah, came highly regarded. So maybe that's even more important in terms of getting that roster in order, because that roster was
a hot mess. If you're trying to rev up your fan base, I don't know that this is the hire that does it.
Yeah, but I would imagine that Matt Patricia was a revving up of the fan base type of hire, though.
I don't think that was either. I think if you're going from Matt Patricia, who went 13-29-1, you need to make a splash hire. You need to say, we absolutely whiffed with this hire. We can do better. We will do better. And that's nothing against Dan Campbell. I'm not bringing in a guy who's never had a head coaching job, who's never had a coordinating job. And look, can these out of the box
like John Harbaugh?
Well, can you let me make my point? These out of the box, and actually John Harbaugh is a special teams coordinator, which is where I'm going. You can win with out of the box hires, like with John Harbaugh, who was a special teams coordinator and did not have offensive defense coordinator experience, but it's rare. And so it's good that he used to play. He'll command instant respect in the locker room. He should be a good leader. He just learned 5 years under Sean Payton, one of the best coaches in the NFL. So there's definitely positives here. But, you know, how long do you give them? If the Lions go 5-11, 2 years in a row, you know, you got to be ready to pull the trigger and get rid of them if it's not working out. But you can't make base keep suffering. I'm just saying you cannot, you can't have another bad hire after hiring a guy who just went 13-29-1 when you replaced Jim Caldwell, who went, what do you do, Ryan?
Back-to-back years.
9-7 and back-to-back years. This is not a hire you can afford to whiff on.
Who do you want? That's what I'm trying to get out.
Are you sure that Dan Campbell's not a man? We're still paying Matt Patricia. Let's get somebody who's kind of cheap hire, because it feels that way.
All right. Who do you guys want? Like, who is this splash hire that's going to turn this thing around? What if Dan Campbell's actually good?
He might be. I'm not saying he can't be good. I'm just saying.
Well, who do you want?
I would think that hiring from the Saints is a pretty good idea. By the way, Ryan Nielsen, former NC State defensive line coach, was going to jump from. He took Dan Campbell's job as assistant head coach, signed a new contract with the Saints. He was about to jump to LSU to be their defensive coordinator. So he's replacing Dan Campbell.
Worth noting, by the way, how many years of OC experience in the NFL do you think Zach Taylor has?
One.
The man that has been propped up incessantly by someone on this podcast not named Benson or Wilson.
I was looking up Zach Taylor, too. I was like, oh, I forgot he had that 2015 with the Dolphins.
He had coordinator experience. I never said the Zach Taylor hire was a good one.
You keep supporting him.
You asked, yeah, once he was already hired, because I'm a Bengals fan, but I never said it was a good hire when it happened.
Wait, Wilson, do you know I just realized? Zach Taylor, did he only get promoted to offensive coordinator in 2015? But didn't he work for Dan Campbell then?
Where's the dunk?
was he quarterback's coach and he got promoted to OC when Philbin got fired?
Let's see what the old thing says here. Also, someone who had 1 year of OC experience, Mike Tomlin.
But the point is, having coordinator experience is that's more than zero, which is what Dan Campbell has.
No, but your argument is that you're like propping up Zach Taylor, but he was the interim.
I am not propping up Zach Taylor. You're putting words in my mouth. I'm not propping him up at all.
Campbell.
I'm not propping him up at all.
So who is your splash hire that you want?
The 2015 Miami Dolphins have multiple head coaches in the NFL.
That team was horrible. They shouldn't have multiple head coaches in the NFL.
Okay,
it doesn't make any sense.
Who is your splash hire that you think would
literally
play?
I mean Brian Daboll, I would have forced him to show up and see if he could figure out Matthew Stafford. Jim Harbaugh, who led the 49ers to three straight NFC title games, is already in Michigan. That would have been a splash
and losing. Hire. He's in Michigan and losing.
It's because, Ryan, he was an NFL coach and he dominated. He was absolutely dominated the NFL. He turned around a 49ers team that was horrible in 2010 and took them to three straight NFC title games. The Lions have not been to an NFC title game since 1991. That is the longest drought of any team in the NFC.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that your hot take on hating Dan Campbell is going to come out worse.
No,
than.
I don't. Let I me don't, finish. No. You My grade for this would be a B minus. I don't hate him at all. I'm just saying for the Lions, this is not, I would just try to do more.
This is going to be worse than your take that no one can go into Seattle and win a football game like Teddy Bridgewater.
My grade's a B minus.
Okay.
I don't love it. I don't hate it.
Would you rather have
you think this is a great hire? What's your grade?
My grade.
Why don't you go on the record here?
A minus
is grade too. B minus?
A minus because I. And I'll tell you exactly why. And I've said it a million times, and Schefter put it in his story. He's a great motivator. He knows nothing about X's and O's. I like the fact that he will not be sticking his head into the defensive or offensive meetings telling people what he thinks. He is the top of the org chart cheerleader, and that's what they need. They don't need someone, you know, sashaying around the sidelines wearing baggy pants and a pencil in his ear. Get the team ready to play.
Yeah, but he's also the guy who has to make the decision to go for it on fourth and inches at midfield in a playoff game. You know,
you go to the local university, you find someone in the stats department, and you say, make me a chart. Boom, done. I don't know why more teams don't do it.
Yeah, but I was talking about the
injury. John Harbaugh does it.
A stats department wouldn't have been able to make that decision in the Chiefs-Browns game.
Which one?
The fourth and inches from the 50-yard line.
Oh, that's right. That's fine.
With Chad Henne.
Well, hire
the coach has. That's the one coach. That's a decision the coach has to go with the gut.
Well, hire a good offensive coordinator. I mean, I think that's more important. Like, and we saw this. What's his name? Arthur Smith, who looks like he's 68, not 38. He's the new coach of the Falcons. Said he's going to call offensive plays. I think that's not a great idea because you're putting too much on your plate. So that's I'm okay with that. So if you have an offensive coordinator dedicated to doing OC things, then he should be able to make that decision. Now, again, we all agree that was a great call by Andy Reid, but you know,
don't want your grade. What's Brinson's grade for the hire?
I'll give it a B. I don't want to because I don't want to give him like a C and look like an a-hole if Dan Campbell's good. But I mean,
I will tell Dan Campbell to his face that this is the person that gave you a C.
Right. I don't think you feel. I mean, if I'm a Lions fan, I'm kind of like, oh. So I guess here's my issue. So the new GM wasn't involved. Was he really involved in the hiring process? It was really fast after he was named.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's a good question.
Because we were talking about that. We're like, oh, they got a new GM. Or Debo and I were like, oh, they won't hire. They just said, because is it Bob Hughes?
Brad Holmes. I just said it.
Brad Holmes. Who's Bob Hughes? Brad Holmes was hired on like Friday. And by Sunday night, they had zeroed in on Dan Campbell. And so I guess what I'm wondering is, and we talked to JLC about this earlier in the week, but Rod Wood, who's the team president and is by like his own admission, not a football guy, has been really hands-on with a bunch of this stuff. And I just wonder, it doesn't feel like there's a very intelligent, cohesive effort from the people who are in charge of the administration and not even the front office, but like above that, like the football administration stuff, to really create a streamlined organization. Like it feels like a bad organizations do bad things and have bad processes.
If you were a Lions fan, would you feel better about Dan Campbell or Jim Harbaugh?
Jim Harbaugh.
I think if you're a Lions fan
living, you know, very close to miles from Ann Arbor.
I think if you're a Lions fan, you're too close to the situation with Michigan. And so you're very wary of Jim Harbaugh. But I think if it's me, and same with Breach, like an outside third party perspective, I think you feel better about Jim Harbaugh than Dan Campbell.
And let me also say here that the Lions held two interviews with Arthur Smith. I think they wanted to hire him. He ended up canceling on them, and that's how the Dan Campbell thing happened so quickly. Because Arthur Smith told them, hey, I'm going to the Falcons. And that's another thing to consider. So now the Lions are stuck with their second choice. You know, you're not even getting your top choice. And so how does that look to your fans?
You don't know
I mean, that's what it seems like.
All right. Who wins
as soon as Arthur Smith accepted the job, that's when the Lions were ready to make a hire.
Who wins more games next year, Falcons or Lions?
Falcons.
Falcons.
I'm going with the Lions. You two nerds,
You know how much, you know how many games the Lions won last time Dan Campbell was on the team? Zero.
He wasn't the coach.
If somebody stuck their neck out to like back the Lions, just trust me, you're going to regret this.
I got faith in Holmes and Campbell.
He was on, and if, for the listeners, he was on the 2008 team that went 0-16.
Right, obviously. So yeah, I mean, what do we think? I mean, do we think the Lions now are trying to keep Matthew Stafford? What do we think?
Well, according to Debo, put a quote in there from Brad Holmes on Tuesday. He said Matthew's a great player. And I think the talent level is easy to see, but you really appreciate the intangibles on film, yada, yada, yada. But it's my job to evaluate the entire roster. And through that process, I have not had any discussions with Matt or any players for that matter.
Yeah, you can tell because you're calling him Matt. Everybody knows he likes to be Matthew.
I was going
to
say, I noticed that. It's like calling
Everybody calls Matthew Stafford Matt. He's Matt. Like
Patrick and Pat. Don't call Patrick Pat.
He has repeatedly said, please call me Matthew. That is my name. I don't want to be Matt. I am Matthew.
Well, it's better than
came in, he's like, Matt, you can tell Matt really. I mean, like, what are we doing here?
What did Bruce Allen call Kirk Cousins? Kurt?
Kurt. Yeah. He's like, talk about contract. He's like, I can't help but Kurt once in life.
I think unless you can get a huge deal for Stafford, you keep him, because if your first coaching move is get rid of Stafford and he goes somewhere else and goes 13-3 and goes to the playoffs, then you're already off to a bad start.
Yeah. I really think Stafford and Matt Ryan both end up playing for the Lions and Falcons respectively in 2021. Maybe they move on after that, but we'll see.
Yeah, they will.
All right. So Dan Campbell, a lot of unknowns there. I think he's doing a pretty
good
job.
Just to recap, I like him. You two hate him.
B minus is not hate, Ryan. I give your podcast effort today a C minus.
Ouch.
I'll take it.
By the way, the Lions past five head coaching hires: Matt Patricia, Jim Caldwell, Jim Schwartz, Rod Marinelli, and Steve Mariucci.
So they only hire people who have four or less letters in their first name.
I actually don't hate two of those. Yeah. Interesting.
There's good coaches there. There's
five letters in Steve for sure, though. So,
Schwartz was a good coach.
I thought Schwartz was good in Detroit. They gave him a raw deal.
Mooch was a good coach.
Caldwell was good.
Yeah. Just, you know, Marinelli, was the coach that 0-16 team.
And only one of them got fired after having three winning seasons in 4 years.
It doesn't rhyme with Matt Patricia.
Yeah. I mean, the Patricia hiring just set them back.
And that it screams Bob Quinn, Patriots, former Patriots guy, telling Jim Caldwell, you got to hit the bricks after winning nine games.
And you know what? I mean, that you circle back, think about Deshaun Watson. Like, what, I mean, you know, you see the same kind of thing maybe happening in Houston and you're a little nervous about it. So there you go. All right,
the Lions have had five winning seasons since 2000 and Caldwell had three of them. It's insane.
And Schwartz had another one. And maybe Mooch had one.
And you can't even hire Jim Harbaugh because Jim Harbaugh was disrespectful to Jim Schwartz in the handshake.
Yeah.
Dunked on you, Breach.
Mariucci did not have one.
Wow.
You know why? Because they kept drafting wide receivers and what's his face? The quarterback from Oregon.
Bobby Ross had one in 2000. They went 9-7.
Joe Harrington?
Harrington, thank you. Joey.
All right, that's it. That's the podcast for Dan Campbell, who we'll have fun with all season long. Joining the Lions. Thanks for listening. Talk to you guys later.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.